Module 1. Changes. Unit 3. Let's go further. Story time. Listen and read the story.
Piggy was lazy before. He liked playing computer games, but he didn't like doing homework. He didn't clean his bedroom. His bedroom was messy. One morning, Piggy couldn't find his socks, shoes, or school uniform. He was late for school. Mr. Leo, his teacher, was unhappy.
"What's wrong with your shoes? One is big, the other is small. What's wrong with your socks? One is long and the other is short,"
said Mr. Leo. In class, Mr. Leo asked the children questions. He pointed to his desk and asked,
"What's this in English?"
"It's a teacher's desk,"
the children answered. Piggy slept in class. He didn't listen to Mr. Leo. Mr. Leo pointed to one of Piggy's cards and asked,
"What is this, Piggy?"
Piggy opened his eyes, stood up and said,
"This is your finger, Mr. Leo."
在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Unit 8. We mustn't pick the flowers. Dialogue. Look and listen, then read and answer the question. Why mustn't Sally pick the flowers?
Line up, everyone. We're going to the park for our lesson today.
Great!
Can I leave my bag here?
Yes, but you'll need your notebook and pen. What's that tree over there? Do you know? Is it an oak tree? No, it's a kapok tree.
And we called it the hero tree.
Kapok is the city flower of Guangzhou.
I see.
What are those flowers?
I know. They're tulips. They look like cups, don't they?
Yes, they do. They grow in spring. Oh, look at those lovely bluebells.
They are not bluebells. I think they're violets. My mum loves violets. Can I pick some violets for my mum?
No, Sally. We can't pick them. Everyone likes flowers. We must leave them in the park.
Yes, so everyone can enjoy them.
Oh, you're right. We mustn't pick the flowers.